Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining me today. Today, it's just me, no set interview. It's just me talking to you, reflecting on the past year, taking a look back. You know, I can't believe it's almost been 3 years since I started this podcast, hosting it even. It's unbelievable. But you know, as I grew to love the art of telling people's stories, I knew I wanted to be a different breed of anchor, not having a show or an interview be all about me, but giving the interviewee the dignity to express themselves in their own words without the pressure of feeling like they're not measuring up to a preset idea in my head of how things should go, but allowing for laughter, tears, excitement, passion, drive, and heart, the things that make them the people that they are, and that I have had the pleasure of knowing and developing connections with. You know, I've always tried to have the mindset of whatever help I'm extending, that's how I would want to be treated. And that's how I try to approach every interview or even meeting someone, making them feel comfortable, at ease, treating them like a friend I've invited over to my house. It's an easygoing, fun, relaxed atmosphere. And you know what? I feel like I've succeeded in this area, and I really hope you do too. But you know, I've found that you can't succeed all on your own though. And this year, I've gotten tremendous help to get better and grow and to look at my potential. The team of co-workers at the Arc of Indiana has continued to help me reach success and personal growth. They understand how important my work is, and I understand how important their work is in promoting disability awareness. Guys, I'm extremely grateful to all of you and love each and every one of you. You know, we make a terrific team. We do. The Arc of Indiana is always looking for new, fresh, and innovative ways to promote disability awareness, by seeking to change minds and attitudes about how people with disabilities live, work, and play in their communities. And they seek people who have that mindset to work alongside them. And this year, they picked someone who I loved from the moment that I met him. Because when I met Ken August, the first thing that was said was, of course, "Hi, great to meet you." But after that, something that was music to my ears. He said, "Michelle, I've heard so much about you, and guess what? I've listened to all your podcasts, and I download them to my phone, and even listen to them when I travel." I was simply blown away. Ken had done his research, like any other good anchor would do. He wanted to know me. I felt respected and dignified beyond measure, and that's what he has done from the beginning. Giving advice that has truly helped, a listening ear, and an understanding heart. The Arc of Indiana hired Ken not only to mentor me and my podcast, but to produce a series of short employment films that is to premiere in 2013. And the same Ken that works in this very office is the exact same guy you will meet out on any video shoot. How do I know this, you ask? Well, I got to work with Ken on part of the behind-the-scenes work and got a sneak peek at some of the amazing stories that will be featured. You will not be disappointed. Ken, you have a special place in my heart now and always. And the list could go on and on. I mean, too numerous to mention by name. But you all know who you are. You spend your days hard at work, making people more aware that people with disabilities are people too. They deserve the same things everyone else does. Thank you for being hardworking advocates in our behalf. But saying thank you is just not quite enough. What a year it has been. And next year, the View From My Window train will continue to roll on. I hope you will ride along with us. Thank you for being great listeners. We really appreciate you. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.